And now this from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
I'm Doug Hamilton. Chuck Lura teaches biology at Dakota College at Botineau, and of course he's fond of telling people about all the flora and fauna that surround us where we live. Today, his Natural North Dakota essay is titled, The Black-Billed Cuckoo.
I heard a black-billed cuckoo calling from amongst the Turtle Mountain aspen forest recently. I tried to spot it amongst the vegetation, but couldn't. I suspect many among us are familiar with their call, but we seldom get a good look at this interesting bird. The cuckoo breeding range runs roughly east of a line from central Alberta to Oklahoma. They're species of woodlands and thickets, and prefer large tracts of deciduous forest where they feed on large insects such as cicadas, grasshoppers, and caterpillars. If all goes well for the cuckoos, both male and female will build a nest amongst the foliage of a deciduous tree and produce 1 to 2 broods of 2 to 5 young. It's interesting to note that the black-billed cuckoo, like the more well-known cowbird, is known to lay its eggs in the nests of other birds. Robert Stewart, in his Breeding Birds of North Dakota from 1975, listed 2 species of cuckoos in North Dakota. He listed the black-billed cuckoo as fairly common in the Pembina Hills, Turtle Mountains, and wooded areas around Devil's Lake, Glacier Lake Agassiz, and amongst the timber along some of the rivers from the Missouri eastward. He listed the species as uncommon over the rest of the state. He also listed the yellow-billed cuckoo as a hypothetical nesting species in North Dakota. Cuckoos have a distinctive call, which may be described as a repeating low-toned gulp, 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 or cluck, cluck, cluck. But the bird is not often observed because it's typically well concealed amongst the foliage. If you hear the call of a black-billed cuckoo, look for a slender bird about 1 foot long with a noticeably long tail. It's brown above with whitish undersides, a red eye ring, slightly curved beak, and lighter spots or bands on the tail. About the only bird you can confuse with a black-tailed cuckoo is the yellow-billed cuckoo, which of course has a yellow bill and is less frequently observed in our state. So as you go out and about, be aware of the call of the black-billed cuckoo. And if you're lucky enough to hear one, see if you can get a good look at this seclusive bird. I've put a link to Cornell University's All About Birds website, which contains information on the black-billed cuckoo, including a recording of the call along with the text of this natural North Dakota. You can access it at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botineau. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.